You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Phillies definitely want to take a step forward this offseason and next season. And so I think they're going to try to do a few things. I don't think they're going to do anything major. And by major, I mean, go out and get a Yoenis Cespedes or even an Ian Desmond, guys that are going to take a 5-6 year deal and want over $100 million. The Phillies just aren't there yet. They don't want to block any of their young players that they still want to get a look at. So what I think is going to happen is they're going to try to find at least one corner outfielder that can play every day, but somebody that's not going to be linked to a long-term contract, maybe a player on the rebound looking for a short-term deal, 1-2 year deal, like maybe a Matt Holliday, for instance, maybe somebody available in trade, Howie Kendrick could be available in trade. Somebody along those lines that can, help improve the Phillies offense, which is the worst in baseball, but yet also not hold them down to a 3-4-5 year deal that might prevent somebody like Roman Quinn or Dylan Cousins or any of their other top young prospects, prevent them from getting some playing time and development time at the big league level. And the other thing I think they're going to do is they're going to try to continue to improve their bullpen. They made the trade the other day for Mishek from the Astros. They're going to pay him $6.5 million this year, which is a lot for a relief pitcher, but they have a ton of financial flexibility, so they're very comfortable doing that. And I think they want to at least add. I'm guessing they want to add at least one more type of veteran reliever to help that bullpen, because that bullpen really struggled down the stretch last season as well. So, kind of recapping. If I had to put money on it, I would say a corner outfielder at least and a reliever or two. I think that's the best bet in terms of what direction they're going to go. If the Phillies are going to sign a free agent this offseason, whether it be in the bullpen or in the outfield, think of anybody that could be signed to a short-term deal. Anybody I think is going to be more 3-4-5 years. I really truly believe you can cross them off the list, unless it's really super late in spring training and it's a deal too good to pass up. But, I've talked to Phillies president Andy McPhail and Phillies GM Matt Klentak, and they're under the belief that, at this point, unless they really truly believe it's going to be a huge difference maker for the future, they don't want to make that commitment because, like I mentioned earlier, they want to continue to give their top young prospects a chance to play and a chance to develop. And big picture-wise, I think they kind of have their eye on the off seasons down the road when Bryce Harper and Manny Machado would become free agents. I think when that happens, the Phillies want to have a lot of financial flexibility, because if those guys are available and do hit the free agent market, I very much believe that the Phillies are going to be super aggressive and go after those guys. So in their mind, they'd rather see who can play of these young prospects and then go really, really large a year or two down the road. So Jeremy Hellickson rejects his 1-year $17.2 million qualifying offer, and I really believe that he is going to do that. I think he's going to find a multi-year contract somewhere in the big leagues, because it's a really weak free agent market in terms of starting pitching. If he signs somewhere else as expected, honestly, I think the Phillies are just going to use what they have. They have a lot of internal guys right now that I think they feel that they can use. So if everybody's healthy, we're talking about a group that includes Aaron Nola, Jared Eichhoff, Vince Velasquez, Jake Thompson, Zach Eflin, Alec Asher, Adam Morgan, prospects like Ben Lively, Mark Appel, Nick Pivetta. There's some other pitchers in the organization, Phil Klein, David Buchanan. So that's I think that's about 12 or 13 starting pitchers that they have, young pitchers. And at this point, with the way that Eichhoff produced last season and knowing what Nola can do when he's healthy and what Vince Velasquez can do when he's healthy, I think the Phillies almost will just roll all those guys out there again and to continue to let them develop and let some of those other guys that have less experience, like Asher, Thompson, Eflin, Lively, Appel, Pivetta, give those guys a shot at, that 4-5 spot.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.